Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. On this week's podcast, I am talking with Karen Kaag about the power of Reiki in times of transition. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And my cat, sorry.
And Sam is
joining. And Sam, my cat. He's having a transition as well. So
Sam has got big transitions coming up in his life as well. So I love it. And I don't know if Karen needs any introduction. You guys all keep asking me to bring her back because you love her. You love the two of us together. I love the two of us together. Karen is the editor of the Reiki Business Book. She is a licensed Reiki master teacher in her own right. And she has got some amazing transitions coming up to talk to us about. And she reminded me that I do too. So I can't wait to tell you about them. But before we get started, I just wanted to let you know that I am excited to be attending the Northeast Reiki Retreat in early May. And I'll be teaching Animal Reiki Level 1 and 2 there. And also, I will have a July Reiki RMA class, which is Level 1 and 2 in Masters, in Campobello. We will be going to see the whales after class on the second day of each class. So if you want to upgrade to a professional member and check out our beautiful Campobello Island and the whales and so on, join us in July. Also in July, August, and September, I'm teaching Animal Reiki Level 1 and 2 there, and we'll be going out with the whales afterward. And again, in September, I will be teaching Animal Reiki Master. So would love to see you guys at all of those. I also want to ask you a favor this time. My daughter has been telling me that it would be really helpful if we have reviews on our podcast. So whatever podcast provider you listen to this on, would you consider going in and giving us a review? I will be reading some of the reviews in subsequent podcasts and would love to read one from you. Karen, I know you got a lot going on, but after April 16th, what have you got going on for classes? We'll just stick to that for right now.
I'm going to pick up classes again in May, and I will be teaching. I'll be alternating. In May, I'll be teaching Animal Reiki 1 and 2 in Master. And then June, I'm teaching Regular Reiki 1 and 2 in Master. Animal again in July. And then back to Regular in August. But I'm also offering a Karuna class on August the 1st. So I'll just be alternating every other month. Because I plan to do some more stuff. So
I love it. Guys, before we get too much further, just wonder if I can invite you to put your hands together in Gassho with your thumbs at your heart and breathe. And just breathing in the Reiki energy that surrounds you and activating your own Reiki energy if you have it. And if you don't, just enjoying the Reiki energy that Karen and I are sending to you today. And I'd like you to think about some of the transitions that have occurred in your life, some of the big changes. And if you have the distance symbol, even though they may have already happened, you can send Reiki to those now. And just think of some of the transitions that you would like to bring into your life. And once again, if you have the distance symbol, you can send Reiki to those. We just take a moment to pause now and to consider that change, transitions, this is what we're here for. This is how we learn and how we grow. And just opening your heart and your mind, your soul and your spirit to the wonderful changes that and growth that Reiki often brings to our lives, and just acknowledging the discomfort and sometimes even fear or anxiety that sometimes accompanies those changes, and remembering that we always have Reiki to just help us let those go. And so we send Reiki back into the transitions that we've already experienced, smoothing some of them out and just ensuring that we have learned all of the lessons from them. And we send Reiki forward into the transitions that we know are part of our future. Just as a river is never the same, it's constantly moving, even if you stay still, so is the life that we lead. And so transitions are part of our everyday life, part of our growth, part of our journey. And we're going to talk today about how Reiki can assist us with those. Take a moment now to say thank you to you and just remember the Reiki ideals just for today. I will not worry. I will not anger. I will be kind. I will be devoted to my work. And I will be filled with gratitude. Gratitude for the beautiful life that we get to lead, for Reiki, for each other. And take a moment to say thank you to you for your courage, for showing up, for being so brave on this journey that we call life. Ahomatakweawasan. And namaste. Sam looked like he enjoyed that, Karen. And for those of listening,
Pam's voice, and he wants to come and get close to you.
I love Sam. For those listening, Sam, Karen's cat.
Sam is my cat.
Joined us today, and he's pretty awesome, I must admit. Karen, this is a fun topic that we're talking about today.
Transition. It's a great topic. I was thinking during the invocation, why haven't we talked about this before? Because it's central to life and living. Exactly what you said. This is what, if you're not in some sort of a transition, you're stuck.
Or you probably are and you're resisting it or you don't realize.
Yeah. And I was thinking about, well, it is like a river always changing, and you're either like loading your little canoe through the river of life, or you're grabbing on the branches and staying stuck and getting knocked over. And so, yeah, this is a great topic. I'm really happy to reflect and talk about this and share this with people.
I don't know about you, but I find Reiki keeps moving me into transitions that I'm not particularly comfortable with. And in fact, it's really, for me, fear shows up a lot. And Reiki will be like, yep, you need to do that. You need to write a book. You need to start a podcast. You need to join the licensed teacher program. And you need to start your own business. What's that?
Yeah, you need to be a mentor. You need to coach. You need to do,
all of these things that I don't necessarily feel qualified for. And then I say, yes, you're right, Reiki. Okay. And you need to create the animal Reiki program with these wonderful partners. And so Reiki has just continually moved me into areas that I would not have moved into on my own. And it's just worked out beautifully, more beautifully than I ever could have imagined. What are some of the big transitions that Reiki has helped you with, and how did it do that?
I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, I think it's getting easier the more I rely on Reiki to get me through. The first big transition was losing my parents. I found Reiki a year after my dad died, and I was a hot mess. And losing your parents is a big transition.
It sure is.
No matter what kind of parents they are. It's like trying to imagine the world without trees. There have always been trees. What without your parents? So that was the first one, when losing, taking care of my mother through her cancer and letting her go.
Oh.
So I didn't have Reiki with my dad, and I did have Reiki with my mom. And what a huge difference.
Is
it gave
right?
me something to give myself strength to work through conflict, to conflict within myself, conflict within everything that was happening. It just gave me a foundation that I never, ever had before. The next thing after that, the year my mother died, my son graduated high school and I suddenly became an empty nester. That's a huge transition.
Especially you were on your own. So that
and I'm a single, yeah, I was a single mom. I was pregnant when I left, and it had always been just the two of us, my poor child. I was just like, stuck to him like white on rice, poor child. And then I just ripped off the Band-Aid. Reiki, one thing I'll say this, when you are open to change and growth, that's what you mentioned in the invocation, that is how we grow. Once you step into that mindset of I am open and I'm willing, or use that prayer by William Rand, heal me and guide me so that I may be of greater service to others. Once you step into that energy, even when you're terrified, even when you're sad, no matter what's going on, when you're in that flow, it's doable. It's possible. And then more comes. And it was easy. I decided to quit a 30-year teaching career. It was all at the same time. Wow. And that has to do with, I think, one of the questions that you'd asked me beforehand. It has to do with becoming your authentic self, the healing and the becoming the authentic self. And then you start making movement toward that. So I quit teaching college English. That when in the midst of my friends saying, are you nuts? What? How are you going to support yourself? You're going to teach what?
Reiki. You know, I totally hear you. I quit doing business consulting, and it was what paid the bills. And I started doing horseback riding, which actually didn't pay bills. It was the opposite. It was the tax write-off, not the, and yeah. And because once I had my Reiki masters, I had to listen to my soul.
Yeah,
I couldn't do what no longer served my soul. Did you find that with the
Yes, exactly. And then it made it easier to step. And then I applied for the licensed teacher program. That helped move me a little farther.
I really struggled. That was a big shift, moving into the licensed teacher program for me. I struggled with that at first, but Reiki just looked mm-hmm. after it all for me.
And now I got very clear guidance last summer that I'm supposed to move to South America. And I was like, really? And Sam's got to go to South. He's about to go to South America and be a South American cat.
Wow.
How is that going to happen? Reiki has taught me to ask for guidance, to ask for help, to show me. And is this the right step? And yeah, and it happened so quickly. Boom, boom. I'm moving April 14th.
I cannot believe it. You're going to be in transit as this podcast goes by.
Yeah. And that is... another, and then everybody, are you sure? Why Ecuador? What? Why are you going to South America? Because I know that there is something I'm supposed to do there. And I don't even really have a clear picture. I know I'm going to continue teaching just like I'm doing now. I'm teaching online. It's in the same time zone even. It's just south on the equator. But
and what? Why do you think Reiki, do you have any idea why Reiki has suggested Ecuador?
I think it has something to do with the people there. I really am feeling drawn to work in some way with the indigenous people. Like when I was buying my health insurance, the man in Cuenca, he said, why you want to move to? He said, where? Cotacachi? He said, you should move to Cuenca. He said, it's a big city, more expats. And I said, no, I want to be, I feel like I'm supposed to be close to the indigenous people. And yeah. And that's what I'm doing.
Do you find when you go into these big transitions, Karen, like Reiki has helped me through so many as well, and also put them in front of me and said, you're to do this. And I've been like, okay.
Are you ready to tell everybody what your next big step is? because I think the steps get bigger. Once you get used to taking little steps, the steps get really big and really scary.
They do.
Like a big move and that. Tell everybody what you're going to
do. Okay. I'll take a sequence through. I remember when Reiki wanted me to do my master's. I was like, no, I'm not. Reiki masters are wonderful and amazing people. And I'm not. I'm just me. And I'm not that person. And I didn't think I wanted to teach people. But I went to England and I studied with William Rand. Then Karuna Reiki began my writing career. Karuna is such a beautiful energy and things just really lined up then. And I remember thinking after the master's, life got so amazing that it couldn't get any better. And then I went to Karuna and it did get better. And so when Holy Fire showed up and I went to study Holy Fire, just more things began opening up. And one of the messages was to become a licensed teacher and to assist in writing the Animal Reiki course. And those were amazing messages. And I'm so glad that I did them. And of course, actually dropping business consulting when I came back from England after my master's, that was another transition. And it worked out. It couldn't have worked more beautifully. And then after becoming a licensed teacher, yes, getting to mentor Ting. And now we're going to have a licensed teacher in China. Yes, teaching Chinese students in Mandarin. And I'm so excited about that. And more recently, the energy has been guiding me toward, and then the Reiki business book. That was terrifying. Yes,
that was.
I'm glad I had you to help me with
that. Huge. But that's a huge accomplishment.
It was huge. And it's just as much your accomplishment as mine.
And it's a transition from, now I'm not just a teacher. Now I'm an author. And you go, that's like a whole mindset shift that had to happen for you to be able to complete that book.
And you know how hard
it was. You are. And now.
You were with me as I was melting down at midnight, the day I was trying to have it published the next day. And I couldn't get the cover to work. And
yeah. So anyone that's listening, it's not easy. We don't want you to go away from this podcast saying, oh, Reiki's going to magically iron out it. It does, but it doesn't mean you're not going to feel some emotion about it while it's ironing those things out. You'll just be supported while you feel those emotions.
And thank goodness you told me, look, put it away for a few days and come back. And sure enough, I put it away and we just purchased that was another transition, purchasing that house in Campobello.
And now you're teaching animal Reiki with whales.
With whales.
On the side. Who would have guessed that?
I would not have guessed that. And yet I love it. And I think the whales wanted it too. And that's why it all happened. So yeah, it's just been one transition after another. But a few years ago, I haven't told a lot of people this yet, but a few years ago, I was riding the horses and I was riding through what used to be an absolutely beautiful area of woods. And it had been all clear cut. And a lot of the regions around where I live were very wooded at one time, and they've been clear cut and not very, maybe I'll say, or with no replanting or no none of that. And it's been unfortunate, but the children were so upset. I was upset too, that this gorgeous forest was just laid to ruin for at least the next 50 to 100 years before it can regrow again. And the energy just showed me, like, okay, if I just said, somebody's got to do something about this. And I heard the energy say, if not you, then who? Mm-hmm. And I said, what does that mean? And I very clearly heard that I was to run politically for our provincial Green Party here in New Brunswick. And I really know a lot about politics. I worked for the government.
You used to work in the government.
And I grew up with family members who were politicians, and it's not glamorous and it's not fun and it doesn't pay well. And I really did not want to do it. And you know what, Karen, the energy said, yeah, but you didn't want to do the licensed teacher program either. Look at how that turned out. And I said, you're absolutely right. To me, the licensed teacher program is one of the best things I've ever done. After marrying my husband and having my kids, it's right up there. So I had to agree. And the energy has reminded me what politics looks like without Reiki. You don't know what it looks like with Reiki. So actually, just recently, we had an event in my riding, actually just this past weekend. And the party leader was there and announced that although it's not a done deal, there may be other people in my riding that want to put their names forward. And if they do, I will support them 100%. But it is looking very likely that I will be running politically in this riding for October 21st, 2024. Is the
election. That's so exciting. And there's a couple of things about what you just, go ahead and finish, but I want to.
If anybody wants to send Reiki to, that would be great.
Yes, I will send, but I want to point out some of the things, those of you who are listening, some of the things that Pam just said, she's completely open. So when you are in transition, you can't be too attached to an outcome. She said, so if somebody else wants to, that's fine. You're listening, because people always ask me, well, how do you know? What do you mean you listen to your guidance? What does that mean? What does that look like? And it looks like what Pam just said. She's listening, and then she's looking. And when things start to unfold, she just goes with, it looks like this is happening. But at no point did she say, I'm like, that's it. I'm going to do this and I'm going to be. So those of you who are listening, because I know people ask me all the time, I have cat hair all over me. I'm sorry. Those of you just listening, I have cat hair all over my shirt. But you listen and then you just follow along without becoming attached to an outcome. So when you're in a huge transition, what is so stressful is you think that you have to figure it out. You think, because people are asking you questions. What do you mean you're going to do that? What makes you think you can do that? Why are you moving to South America? Are you nuts? Have you lost your mind? So you have to be listening and committed to listening, but not committed to the outcome you think that you're going for, because it may be something bigger and better. What happened, Pam, like with the, I'm not going to be a master. No, you're going to be a Reiki master teacher mentoring people in China. Who saw that coming? So you have to be open. And I love how you, just listening to you talk about, that's it. That's the key. She's in the flow. How does Reiki help you with transitions? It puts you in the flow. And when you're in the flow, it's like a dance in life. You're just, is it this? We're going to spin now. Okay. And it's sort of like waltzing through life. And sometimes you're going to trip, fall on your face, but the music's still playing. So you might as well get back up and keep going. Sorry, but
that's all right. I told
my, I love the way you
goes,
said,
well, you're not going to win. I said, it's good that you're not in my riding. I guess I wouldn't have your support.
No. Who said that?
My dad.
Oh, for heaven's sake. That's what I'm talking about. You're going to have people. Oh, my neighbor, she came looking at all the terrible things. They have wild dogs in Ecuador that attack people. There are drug cartels right north of you in Colombia. I'm like, yes, I know. You're going to have all these negative voices, but you commit to the messages that you're getting, the feeling, the gut. And where does that come from? It comes from the self-Reiki.
Yeah.
And those quiet times.
Yeah.
And then you stick to that. You stick to the listening. Not to other people. Listen to the guidance. Listen to Reiki. The
guidance
around. And be open, because the minute I think I've got, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. I'm just like you. I'm going to be an empty nester. I'm going to be a Reiki teacher. And I thought, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a Reiki teacher. Oh, but wait, there's more. So don't be too
behind
attached.
This other door.
Exactly. But wait, you're going to edit books. And you're going to come out Reiki. So I don't even have a clear answer of what I'm doing in Ecuador. The only thing I have clear is that I'm supposed to go there. And also I get verification. I got let out of a lease. I have never broken a lease in my life. And my landlord broke my lease and said, I'll give you a deposit back. I was like, what? Because I kept hearing April, but my lease wasn't up until July. So I just went with it. So when things start to happen, when you're trying to move through a transition, just follow that.
And what does it feel like, Karen, for you to be in that flow? Like, for me, it just feels like complete trust. Like, all right, Reiki, if that's where I need to go, like, I trust you. You've always led me. Like,
but
I'm living this natural life doing what I love now. And I've been very clear that even though I'm going to be running politically, I've talked to my party leader and said, I'm still going to be teaching Reiki. Because that's who I am. And I'm still going to be doing my podcast and so on. And then I've been very clear with the ICRT and just asked, do you see an issue? And William told me he completely supports me. And I figured it probably wouldn't be any different than some of our licensed teachers who have other work and that they do. And yeah, anyway, but yeah, it just feels like, yeah, I trust you. And even though I don't love the idea of politics, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure it'll work out.
You love the idea of the positive changes you can make through politics.
That I love.
It's going to get you through.
I have to try. There was a book I read that said at the end of the day, it was called The Stubborn Optimist's Guide to Climate Change. And she was a politician who wrote it. And she actually had been involved in, I believe it was the Paris Accord, getting a really strong support across the world for some commitments toward climate change when nobody else could get people to come together. And she said in her book, at the end of the day, are you going to be able to tell people you did everything you could? And I had to say, no, I'm not going to be able to unless I do this. So that's what you do. And you just, I don't know, you just listen to Reiki and you just know that, well, Reiki's leading it. So there's got to be a purpose for it. And I know you feel that way about Ecuador, don't you?
I suspect that my journey has something to do with intentional communities and learning a new way to live on this planet. And well, tapping into that wisdom. I suspect that it has something to do with that. As I'm listening to you speak, Pam, because I know people are listening, thinking like, oh, well, that's easy for you, Reiki Master. Oh, wise Karen. I just imagine you say that. Oh, wise Karen and Pam. But you probably are in the midst of some turmoil in your life going, but how do you get to that point where you trust? I don't understand. And as I was listening to you, Pam, I thought, you just get your footing on one thing. And then it seems like once you're there, everything starts to expand. Your whole life has just, you said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to follow. I'm going to do a Reiki Master. I'm going to follow that. I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm following this one step, the next step. Right. And then it's a tightly clasped bud. And then your whole life starts to open. You know, how does a flower know how to open? I don't know. Probably something like Reiki, you know, what causes a flower to open? It's just still being there. And that's what you have to do. You have to, no matter what's going on around you, just be that little tight bud and then listen and then say, okay, open up a little bit. And then your life opens. So it's just grab that one thing.
And going, yeah.
Because if you look at, it's too confusing. It's too much.
I can remember William Rand saying once, and this always really stuck with me, Karen, that if he had known where Reiki was going to take him, he would have halted the process. He would have stopped it because he never thought the ICRT was going to become the largest Reiki association in the world and one of the most respected. He never thought that it was going to get as big as it is. That we would have licensed teachers all over the world and things like that. He never thought that his books and his manuals and his magazines were going to be so widespread. And he has had so much influence on Reiki and the spread of Reiki and bringing evidence-based information to the forefront and encouraging people. Just there's such a... The culture of the ICRT has really had a really broad impact as well. And I remember him saying, if I'd known where it was going, I wouldn't have believed it and I would have just stopped it. But because I didn't know, because I just took one step and then the next step and then the next one just keeps going and it goes farther than what you can imagine. And I think that's what's happening right now as you're getting ready to move to Ecuador, Karen.
And I'm just doing, yeah. What's the first step? I need a visa. How do I do that? I got to take my cats. I'm not going anywhere without my cats. How do I do that?
Yeah.
And how is that going to happen? And if you're hitting obstacle, because I'm a very stubborn person and everything I have ever done in my life up to Reiki when I was 49, I had just tried to bulldoze over it. Well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to finish a master's degree in English or else. And my life got so much easier when I stopped. I remember taking a Tai Chi class and the teacher said, you push too hard. I'm like, what? What do you mean I'm pushing too hard? But that's how I lived my whole life. And every transition was like it was difficult because I couldn't let go. Reiki has taught me to let go. I'm thinking about if you're trying to, like, I don't know, I've never worked on train tracks, but in the old cartoons where they have to pull the lever to switch the train track, I was like rusted. I was like on this one track and you have to loosen and let go or nothing is going to turn in your life. It's not good. Or if it does, you know, the universe is going to come with a big brick and hit you in the head and make you turn. But that's not the way you want your life to go. You want to let go of, you have to not be too attached. I guess that's just a Buddhist principle, isn't it? I'm not Buddhist, but
I suppose you're right. Yeah. Non-attachment. But we say that in Reiki too.
Yeah.
Attached to the outcome. The importance of when we're doing Reiki sessions for others and for ourselves, not being attached to the outcome. So I guess it's part of
Oh, that's so funny. I think that's what I was trying to learn in Tai Chi was the flow of life. And she said, you push too hard, but Reiki helped me understand. It's not just the understanding. So what everything I'm saying is up here in my head. What Reiki does is on an energetic level, it releases. The reason I said do self-Reiki every day is it releases all those fears. Those fears, those are deep. Those go back to my childhood. Those I'm learning, they go back to my ancestors. They go deep. And so it seems to me, because I think I should try hard. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here giving myself Reiki. I should be making a plan. I should be buying something. I should be packing. But if I will take the time to give myself Reiki, what's happening on an energetic level is it's going to those fears that are coming up and it's letting that go. Oh no, that was your daddy leaving. That's not what right now. Oh no, just let that go. You're going to be fine. It's working on me energetically so that I can... You can't move forward without letting go. And it's the letting go that's so hard in a transition.
I agree, because you bringing up that river analogy again, I can remember another William, he talked about one of the Karuna symbols that brings about peace and tranquility. And he talked about, in explaining it, the fact that some of us are, what you said, Karen, you're floating on a raft down the river, but you're desperately holding on to the...
Trying
to keep things the way they are, trying not to change. And I know I've been like that in a lot of different times in my life. And some people are rowing against the current and wearing themselves out, trying to get back to what was. And how much more peaceful would it be if we all just let our rafts float in the river? It would be so much less effort. So just speaking about these transitions, Karen, what advice would you have for people? Because how does Reiki support us emotionally, mentally, and physically, and even spiritually in a big change? What have you noticed?
First of all, on a physical level, transitions are exhausting. Mm-hmm. So when you're giving yourself, so I'm just going to stick with just self-Reiki. When you're giving yourself Reiki every day, couple of times a day, every time you think about it, you are replenishing yourself, your physical body, and clearing. You're clearing and filling up. It's like, nope, don't need that. You were a grump. Let that go. And you're putting stuff in so that you are physically strong enough to go through. And then you're also working on your emotional body. It's releasing fear, so that you can see to your heart's desire and not what makes transitions hard, I think, is like all the fear that gets in the way and it's coming at you from everywhere. And so the self-Reiki,
Some worry in there too, isn't
there? Yeah, fear and worry. And
what if?
And those are the Reiki ideals. That's what to say about the Reiki ideals seem so simple, but the very first thing, do not anger. Do not worry. Even if you're just giving yourself Reiki, saying, okay, just for today. But even sometimes it's just for today. Maybe that's as far as you get. I'm not worried about March. I'm not worried about when the cats have to have their rabies shots by. I'm not worried. Just for today. So you're taking care of that mental, emotional.
Yeah.
And then you focus on being grateful. I'm grateful I've got the money to buy my airplane ticket. I'm great. And then I devote myself to my work. What's my work for today? Just for today, what do I need to do? I'm working on myself. That's the first step. And then what other things out here in the world do I need to work on? And then be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up so you didn't get that done. Who cares? Be kind to other people. It also helps with the spiritual aspect, I think, because kind of starting with the physical body and then moving out, you know, but then spiritually, every big transition, I think, is going to come with an existential crisis. What is my purpose? Why am I here? My parents are gone. Oh, my son is gone. Oh, what is the meaning of, what is the meaning of my life? My child is gone. Yeah. Every big transition, a divorce, you know, what, who am I? Who am I? If I'm not someone's wife or mother or someone's daughter, every big transition is going to bring this existential crisis, which brings the anxiety and then the confusion. You can really go down a rabbit hole. This is what wipes out most people with the Reiki and the Reiki ideals, the self-Reiki. It's going to bring you two hands coming together, the grounding and the centering. Then that's going to bring that spiritual peace that you need to be able to move from that place. Every action that you take, you're not just, you're acting and not reacting.
And I think too that it, that self-Reiki, I agree with you, going back to self-Reiki, I know that this is what has spurred a lot of the big transitions in my life, has been the spiritual path and self-Reiki. In fact, going to that political event this past weekend, I was like, oh, and it's funny too, because I'm a little bit introverted and painfully shy. And I know people are a little bit surprised at that, but I still, even through that, at that event went, oh, this is what I was born to do. Just like with Reiki, Reiki is what I was born to do. And this is what I was born to do. And so I think that energetically, the Reiki energy just moves us into that higher frequency, that higher vibration, to really be able to not only move into the change without the difficulties, but to really move into your path and purpose and to learn the everything that you can learn as you go through. And it almost makes it like a done deal. Like I'll sometimes do Reiki and just visualize, just ask the Reiki, I'll listen, please show me where I'm going, what this looks like, what I need to do next. Is Reiki, I ask Reiki, please set the priorities for me, because I can get a little scattered sometimes. And Reiki just says, oh, this is the next step. And that's it. I don't get, here are the next 42 steps. I get, this is the next step. And that's easy. You can just, oh, I've got to now fill in a paper, the paperwork to say that I would like to be the candidate. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now that I can do that next. And I don't know. So I feel
Reiki has,
it almost feels like it's a done deal. After, you know, as you do Reiki, you're just, you don't worry about it, because it's like, what's going to happen? It's going to be just fine.
And I didn't get there to that point overnight. It had to be, because those ideas that Reiki was trying to drop in, they had to get through a whole bunch of mind clutter here. And sometimes I picture my guys, they must have been up there like with a hammer and chisel, like trying to, because I asked for it, but they just couldn't get it through. It finally drops in. Oh, and then I would act on that one thing and see how everything moves. And, but it was like tiny things. And then I'd be like, oh, that worked. Maybe this is working. Okay. And then you take another step. To the point now, because I've done it enough. So I'm saying to the people who are listening, this doesn't just happen for me anyway. It didn't happen overnight. It's not like you take a Reiki class and it's a process. And then, but now, honestly, it is almost like,
it is.
Okay. I'm astonished, honestly, at how quickly, I think it was at the Reiki retreat when I mentioned, and I, that's what, it was in early September. I said, once I finally said out loud, I am moving to Ecuador, the signs stopped coming. And everything went bump, bump, bump. So now with this, I'm like, okay, let me get quiet. What has been the biggest surprise for me is that with Reiki, I accomplish more by doing less.
I love that. I love that about Reiki too. you don't have to work so hard. You can
I thought
a lot of the work for you.
I don't know if I thought I needed to work hard to be able to deserve it or like it was part of it, but to think that something could all fall into place by me sitting down and going, doing nothing for 20 minutes. That's completely counterintuitive to how I operated my entire life. Because people would tell me, like, you need to rest, go sit down. I would sit down and see all the things that I needed to be up doing. So I might as well get up and do them. So, well, sitting with Reiki, that, because I realized finally, when you said you go to a higher vibration, when you put yourself into that mindset and in that higher vibrational state, stuff starts to happen.
It really does.
And it's like magic.
It's like magic. And I remember Colleen saying that the solution doesn't exist in the same frequency as the problem. So get yourself into that higher frequency and the solution is there.
And then you see it.
And then it's just, and how do you get yourself in that higher frequency? You just put your Reiki hands on yourself and you just ask for guidance. William Rand, please guide me and heal me so that I might be of greater service to myself and others. Like you just ask for guidance and then allow the answers to come through. And
allow, that's the key. Then stop. Because then I thought, okay, now what do I do? It must be something else. There must be something else, but there's not. You allow it.
And you're talking about the stopping as being the proactive step. Tell us a little bit more about that. Like, in order, how can you use Reiki proactively in these transitions? And that's what I think you're talking about.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I didn't think about that being a proactive step, but it is. Like, something is happening. It starts, you just, something's going to change. Something needs to change. There must be something else. So you can ask, what is it? Use the distance symbol. Send it to the future. I've been sending them to from the moment I got, okay, I'm going. So I started sending distance Reiki to, and I wasn't even sure, to whatever that process is that needs to happen.
Yeah.
Help me see what the next step is. Help me be quiet. Help me hear. Help me notice. Help me be aware. Help me, just for today, not be angry, not worry about it. And help me be filled with gratitude, which makes me calm. It's so simple, it can't be this simple, but it is. But that's the proactive step. And of course you do things. When I go, oh, I think I made lists. I'm a list maker.
You've got to be willing. When you listen, you've got to be willing to take action on what you're given. I don't know about you, Karen, but visualize it. Sure. And one of the things that I really use a lot is I ask Reiki to prioritize things for me because I'm not very good at doing that myself. And people are always saying, how do you get so much done? I just ask Reiki, what's my priority today? What's my priority right now? I write down two priorities each day, or Reiki gives them to me and I try to do them. But Karen, I just want to back up a little bit because it sounds, you've said it, but I haven't. It sounds like I just listen. I did not always listen. I used to hear what I was to do and I would argue. So I do need to be clear that it was a process for me too. But I think that I can remember the first thing that Reiki asked me to do, the very first thing that I didn't argue about was creating animal Reiki. And I always laughed. I said, my guides were probably in shock. She didn't argue. What's wrong? Like, she just said, yes. What's the matter with her?
No, it's true. It's a process. And when you were talking, I thought, oh, that's true. Also about the asking, what's the next right step? Sometimes when I'm in the turmoil of some big transition, I can't go to sleep because I can't think about what I just can't sleep. I have too much in my mind. So one thing I do is use the mental emotional symbol and ask Reiki for the priorities. I'll say, okay, what are the three things I need to do tomorrow? So I don't think of anything else. And then I'll jot those down. These three things, these are my big three. And then I just let everything else go. And that really helps. And then once I know I only have these three things, I'm going to get done tomorrow. And then I write them down. And then I can sleep better for some reason. Once I write it down, I can sleep. But I just ask Reiki, what are the three things for tomorrow?
I love that. I sit down with my calendar for the week and I say, what are the two things for this day and the two things for that day?
Two, maybe even better.
I remember William has one. He said, I do the most important thing each day and then I don't worry about anything else. And if I do get something else done, it's gravy.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's brilliant. My to-do list is as long as my arm.
And that's overwhelming. Yeah.
And you get overwhelmed and you can't get anything done. And so Reiki can really help us prioritize the steps once we do finally say yes. I always knew I was going to say yes. I just like to argue about it first. And I really used to be very averse to change. Now I recognize that change is just, that's what life is.
Being alive.
It's about change. It never stays still. And I've started to find it that kind of interesting and exciting, the fact thing. So it's actually made me really become a lot more present in the moment and appreciate the moment, just knowing that this exact moment is not going to happen again. I might get my three kids together again, but they're going to be different people in 2 months' time or in 3 months' time when we're all together again. And it's going to be a different time of year, a different experience. So it's really made me just look at every single moment with just this huge amount of appreciation and gratitude for it.
So that's like the side benefit of it.
What's it?
Of any tumultuous transition or tumultuous change that you're going through, is it does bring you like, okay, how am I going to get through this? Not by spinning around in the cyclone that is my life. I'm going to have to come to the center. And then the more you do that, you appreciate the center of the moment.
Yeah, actually, when you are in the still place, the pause, it's fun. I don't know.
It is. And it may just be, I'm so grateful. I'm going to turn 60 this year.
What?
And yeah,
that's 60. Not possible.
And I'm like, wow, 60 years old. And I feel like I'm just now starting to open. And it's true, if anybody's listening and you're older, that time really does seem to speed up when you're older. As you age, everything goes so really fast. But the upside is there's so much more to put in that fast time, because you're saying, you know what to say yes to, and you know which direction to go. You just get in the flow more. And
in the flow.
Yeah. And then those transitions, yeah. Bring it on. Bring me 60. And then I'll be ready for 70.
I acted shocked, but then I thought about it and I realized I'm going to be 55 this year. I still keep confused. I still keep thinking I'm in my 30s.
I think I'm 25 in my mind. Yeah.
Me too.
And I act like I'm 3, but yeah.
What advice and tips do you have for people who maybe they're not moving to Ecuador, maybe they're not stepping into politics, but there's whatever transition they're navigating right now. Maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's a loss of some sort. What steps or what advice do you have for them?
I think the first step is stop. Second step is acknowledge what you're leaving behind. I think if you don't in some way say goodbye to the relationship you're losing, if you don't say goodbye to the place you're leaving, if you don't say goodbye to your career as it is in this moment, the way you were just saying, like every moment is different. If you don't acknowledge it and say, okay, I keep going back to Marie Kondo, thank you for this horrible marriage and goodbye. Thank you for the lessons. And because if you try to just move forward, but you haven't really cut that tie, if you're still holding one hand back behind you, you can't reach forward with both hands. So you got to just stop for a minute and say, okay, thank you, I'm ready. And then go. And then each step of the way, you're listening. You're giving yourself Reiki, because you're going to fall out of the flow. Because we live in a mess.
You know, you're gonna fall out of flow. I think it's pretty beautiful, honestly.
It's a big, beautiful mess. What Joseph Campbell said, he said, life is a beautiful opera, but it hurts. And it is. So know that you're going to cry. You're going to get frustrated. Your cat's going to jump in the middle of your podcast. Things are going to happen. weevils wobble, but they don't fall down. Oh, that's actually not weevils wobble, but they don't fall down. That's but true, there's a saying in Japanese. What is it? It means fall down seven times, get up eight.
Oh, you I know? Love that. And isn't that just the human condition?
Yes. And so
I was talking once about Captain America, and that's what she recognized was the strength in being human, that we just keep getting back up. And yeah,
even that's a transition. Those are, so your whole life is just a bunch of little transitions. Falling down is, oh, I'm on the floor. Here's one state. How do I transition to being upright again? And first of all, it's like, okay, floor, this has been nice, but I got to get back up. I'm not kidding. It's you release and then you move forward with Reiki. Yeah.
As you were all the way, and Karen, as you were talking, I realized something that Reiki used to help me manage fear. Like every change, I'd be like, well, I don't know what this new thing looks like. So I would be immediately frightened of it. And I read one time, and I can't remember where I read it, but it was somebody who was talking about fear and how close fear is to excitement. And somebody had asked her when she was a little girl, are you afraid of roller coasters? And she felt inside of herself and she realized she had a feeling inside of herself. And she and so from that moment forward, she labeled it fear. And so she went her much of her life believing that she was afraid of roller coasters. And then she actually, I don't know, I think worked with a therapist who asked her, are you truly afraid? And she went back to that little girl and she felt into it and realized that it wasn't fear, it was excitement. And she looked back on her life and realized how many times she had labeled excitement fear. And that really gave me pause. And I have to say, like, right now, navigating this new change, at first, I did the same thing most people do. Oh, no, I'm not going to like this. Reiki, is this really where we're going with things? And as soon as then Reiki helped me process that, and now I'm excited. Now I'm like, this is going to be magical to spend my days teaching Reiki, working toward the environment, working to assist the people in my electoral riding. And it's just a political or a provincial, but I'm super excited about it. And
I think that always happens. That's a really good point, Pam. I think what Reiki does is it transforms that fear into excitement. The roller coaster, I wrote that the other day. I said, I have that feeling that when you're on a roller coaster and it starts moving and you think, oh, wait, I'm not ready. Is this really happening? And then once you realize what I'm talking about, cutting off, nope, there's no stopping this. So yeah. I will be excited about it now because I have, and go. So that's what Reiki does, is it helps you transform, because there is a thin line.
There is a really thin line between fear and excitement. And if we look at duality, is fear. When we release the duality of the situation and move into the love of it, there is no more fear. There's only excitement. Yeah. And so I guess that's what we're transitioning. We are taking the duality that of moving to Ecuador, becoming a politician, and we're using Reiki on it, releasing the fear. And what we're left with is love. And
that possibility
and possibilities, and that fear changes to excitement. And I love that. I don't think I realized that until we did this podcast together, Karen.
Either. That's why I love doing podcasts with you.
I know.
But really, everyone listening, it's just, you have to let go, and the fear will arise when you're leaving a marriage. What if I can't support myself and my child? What if I can't do this? When you're going back to school, I taught college for 30 years. My best students were the ones who were coming back. I don't know anything. I'm old and I should have gone right after high school. And they were the best students. But all those fears. But once they said, well, I guess I'm doing it.
Yeah.
After they cried and they sobbed and they pounded, pulled their hair. I guess I'm doing it. I'm like, yeah, you're here. So you're here. So now we have possibilities. And what are you going to do? And you move forward. And then it's, oh, I really do think there's a grieving process in any transition. You have to let go and say goodbye to one thing so you can move to the next.
And then I think you move into a place of really being proud of yourself. There's pride, there's
accomplishment. That's why it gets easier as you go along, because you go, I did that.
Yeah.
What else can I do? All right.
I love it.
Next thing you know, you're like, those would be my older, not just female, but especially I think those poor moms writing my English essays 3 a.m. with 5 kids. They'd finish, they did a great job, and they'd be like,
me.
Yeah.
I did that.
I totally could do it.
But I think you have to figure it out yourself. Listen, before we move into a meditation with this, Karen, and I didn't even ask you if you want to do it or if you want me to.
No, you go ahead, please. I've got cats jumping in the middle of me.
Before we go into that, though, I just wonder if you have any more advice or anything we didn't cover on this.
No, I think we need a whole other podcast, because I thought a big part of moving through large transitions has to do with what we talk about in the Holy Fire lineage about discovering your authentic self. So we probably need to do another podcast about how Reiki can help you clear your culturally created self to find your authentic self and your divine purpose. Because once you get in alignment with that, that makes everything else, every other transition easier, because you're getting on purpose.
Yes.
So that would be a whole other podcast.
I agree. I think that's a great idea. Well, I'm just going to move us into a meditation today then, Karen. Yeah, and we'll do that other podcast. So I'm just going to invite everybody to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and bring your hands into Gassho. And breathe. Just breathing in the light of Reiki. It's all around you. And if there is a transition that you are facing in your life right now, just bringing it to your mind. Placing your hands comfortably on your body wherever you feel guided, giving yourself Reiki. The angels and the archangels, the enlightened ones, the divine animals, the brothers and sisters of the light, they're standing at the corners of the land and on every side of you. And they're on your side. They want you to be successful. They want you to learn and grow. And that learning can be difficult or it can be easy. It can be negative or it can be positive. We get to choose. I invite you to choose a positive path, a path without duality. Effortlessness over efforting. I invite you to imagine it's a beautiful, warm, sunny day and that you're walking through a trail in a beautiful forest. As you walk along and as you breathe into yourself, you breathe in the life essence of the forest, and the energy of the earth flows up through the bottoms of your feet. This forest is made of beautiful, great sequoia trees, and as you look at the forest, one of those trees stands out to you more than the others. This is your own personal tree of life. I invite you to walk over to it, wrap your arms around it, and allow your heart to merge with the heart of the tree. Chakra to chakra. Just feeling the stillness of the tree move into you, and just feeling the clutter and the extraneous ideas and information and other people's opinions or projections just drop away. I invite you to turn around and slide down the tree, and just to allow each of your chakras to merge with just the steadiness and the steadfastness of the tree that is able to live its life purpose without horizontal movement, lateral movement. And breathing in the highly oxygenated air and just imagining your own energy moving in close to your body so that it just skims your skin. And as you do that, everybody else's ideas and thoughts and projections and the shoulds of the situation just drop into the earth, and this simplifies the process. It's just you now, sovereign in your own body. If there are any energies here that are not yours or of you, we invite them to release. Once again, we bring our hands into Gassho. And we ask the Reiki energy, please guide me and heal me so that I might be of greater service to myself and others. And I just invite you to ask to be shown the next step, to be relieved of your worries, to invite Reiki's assistance with the grief, and we ask Reiki to help shift any fear into love and into excitement. Place your hands comfortably on your body once again, and we'll remain here as you listen to any thoughts or impressions or ideas that you get. Just listening to your authentic self and just letting your culturally created self, just letting it go, releasing it into the tree, allowing it to sink into the earth. And we'll remain here for several minutes. Thank you. Take a moment now to appreciate the opportunity for growth. This transition has brought to us, to our lives, the possibilities, they are open to us now. We say thank you for the experience that we had, appreciating all that was good and wonderful about it, all that we learned. Leaving behind anything that wasn't wonderful. Moving instead into a place of gratitude. And with our heart open, we're now ready to step forward onto the path into that next phase of our life purpose. We say thank you to the Reiki energy today, and thank you to each other. I'm so blessed. We are so blessed that you're on this journey with us. We are blessed to be of this lineage of light bringers, creating wellness on the earth today. And that begins with you embracing your authentic self and creating wellness within you. Aum Atok Ryawasam. And namaste. Erin, thank you so much for being here with us. And I just want to thank the listeners too. It's always a delight to be with you. Thank you.
I feel the same. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Erin.